Hey there. While the Unobscure team is hard at work on future seasons of this show, I wanted to tell you about a brand new podcast we've put together called Strange Arrivals. It's a 10-part journey into the weird and unusual experiences that happened to Betty and Barney Hill back in 1961. Experiences that have given us just about every bit of alien abduction folklore we have today. Lost time, stopped watches, and brightly lit exam rooms. Strange Arrivals is written and hosted by author Toby Ball and produced by me and the team at iHeart. The first weekly episode landed on March 31st, but it's such a fascinating ride that I wanted to give you a taste of it now. Buckle up. You're going to love it.
On September 16th, 1961, Betty and Barney Hill cut their vacation short and decided to drive home.
They were having difficulty finding their way around the city, and Barney decided he just wanted to drive home, knowing that they would arrive at their home on New Hampshire's seacoast at about 2 o'clock in the morning.
What they saw that night in the New Hampshire sky would change everything.
I began walking across the highway, looking up at the object with the binoculars, putting them down, shaking my head, saying, well, this just can't be true. I don't believe it.
A light in the sky.
At first she thought of a falling star, but she realized that falling stars don't fall upwards, and that's what this one was doing.
2 years later, the Hills would undergo hypnosis.
How far did you regress that before they started telling you?
Well, I took them back to a starting point of Montreal.
A sinister story would emerge.
He did what?
He's trying to start the car,
yes.
It won't start. And the men are coming to us. And I think, well, I can get away from this. If I get the car door open, I can run in the woods and hide.
That became known the world over.
Dr. Simon gave me a post-hypnotic suggestion. He said if I wanted to, I could sketch the star map. But if I didn't want to, I didn't have to. So about 2 weeks later, I sketched it.
Their account has been scrutinized.
Under the influence of hypnosis, especially if you're highly hypnotizable, you are even more susceptible to contamination and distortion.
By scientists, skeptics, theorists, and believers.
He wound up building a total of more than 20 three-dimensional models and was able to find one and only one pattern that matched what Betty had drawn.
What happened on that night journey in 1961? Were the Hills confused about what they saw, or did they have an encounter with beings not of this world? From iHeartRadio and Aaron Mankey's Grim and Mild, this is Strange Arrivals.
Listen to Strange Arrivals March 31st on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.